Opticom. On Friday, we updated our forecast. We're taking a short-term view here. If you look at the business, we think there's a very high chance that they beat their prospectus forecast for this financial year. So that's a clear positive. That said, just given the current economic situation, we think it's inevitable that the new housing market does actually slow. So what we've done is preemptively reduce our construction forecast from January next year. What that does is lowers our reported earnings for FY21. However, the cash profits for this business do still continue to grow. If you look at Opticom, the key attraction is really that growing recurring customer base. If you combine this with the lower CapEx due to lower construction activity, this is the key reason we're still forecasting cash profit to grow despite construction activity likely to decline year on year. So we do have a hold on Opticom and a 454 price target. I just really wanted to flag to run that downside risk on construction activity and that volatility there. So basically in the short term, if household construction does drop, you might see the share price dip, and that would create a buying opportunity. Just heard from Vince at Perpetual this morning just about the downside risk to housing markets on that lower net migration and higher unemployment. As he said, you know, short term that's a risk, but in the medium term it's also an upside risk. You may see the government being forced to stimulate the housing market to stimulate the economy. So look, short term really positive on Opticom, medium term a little bit of risk there, which may create a buying opportunity, but we do have a hold on that name. Just on Superloop, they put a trading update out this morning. The key takeaway is they're tracking towards the midpoint of guidance, so that is a real big positive for Superloop. Just as a reminder, it's really been in a downgrade cycle for a number of years now, and our view has been if they can hit guidance this year, then the downgrade cycle was over. Today's update shows they've actually hit that, and the downgrade cycle does look to be over, so that should really give investors a lot more confidence about the earnings trajectory for Superloop. Core fibre business, which is the jewel in this business, is growing strongly. And the stuff that's been problematic has stopped being problematic. So happy with our ad recommendation, 130 price target on Superloop, and happy to be buying today.